contrary to the majority opinion of a full bench of the Supreme Court, which on July 12, 2024 ordered allocation of reserved seats to the PTI, a constitutional bench, CB, reviewing the order states that the PTI is itself to blame for not getting reserved seats after the February 2024 general elections. While hearing review petitions in the reserved seats case, the judges are wondering as to why the PTI did not challenge the Election Commission of Pakistan, ECP, orders to declare its candidates independent despite the fact that eminent lawyers were contesting elections on the PTI ticket. The judges are also consistently defending the January 13, 2024 order of the Supreme Court to declare PTI's intra-party election illegal. The order had resulted in stripping the party of its election symbol. Even the judge, who himself raised serious questions on the conduct of the ECP in his minority view, is criticizing the PTI's poor legal strategy to get reserved seats and the decision of the PTI-backed candidates to join the Sunni Ittehad Council, SIC, which had not contested in the general elections. A three-member bench led by former Chief Justice of Pakistan Qazi Faiz Issa announced the verdict in the PTI intra-party election case on the night of January 13, 2024, the last date for submission of party symbols in the general elections. Since May 9, 2023, PTI leadership has been accusing the government of using coercive tactics to pressure its leaders into leaving the party. Even during the elections, PTI-backed candidates were not allowed to run any campaign. Even nomination papers of some candidates were snatched before their submission. The bench led by Justice Qazi Faiz Issa had compelled the ECP to announce the date for the general elections in consultation with the president. However, there was a serious clash between the former CJP and the PTI as the latter had filed a presidential reference for his removal during its rule. After January 13, 2024 order, the PTI had lost hope that it could get any relief from the Supreme Court led by CJP Issa, and after the intra-party election case order, PTI counsel Latif Khosa had withdrawn a contempt petition filed against the ECP for not complying with the SC decision to provide level playing field to the PTI to contest the elections. Some lawyers ask as to why CJP Issa did not list the review petition against his order for hearing to clear up the ambiguity, if the ECP was misinterpreting the order by declaring PTI candidates independent. They note that if the SC could issue two clarifications in the Mubarak Sani case, then why it could not take notice of the misinterpretation of its important ruling by the ECP, which is a constitutional body. Constitutional benches, CBs, have also been created in the Supreme Court and High Courts in view of the 26th Constitutional Amendment, which, according to the PTI, was passed using coercive tactics.